Stokely Williams, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, you know, most people know you as the lead singer of the R&B band Mint Condition with your major hit songs like Pretty Brown Eyes. But now you've decided to go solo with your first album, Introducing Stokely. What went into making that decision?
Just natural progression of life, of artistry, you know, wanting to grow and, you know, just stretch your arms a little bit, you know, in a different way, work in a different way. As any human being, you want changes and you want to grow and just lift in another area. So I'm in condition. I've done that most of my life. All of us have. And, yes, it's a great legacy, and we are, you know, I feel so proud of all the work that we've done. I'm able to, you know, reach into some of the catalog there as well as others whom we stand on the shoulders of, as well as my own new catalog and everything. So it just kind of, it helps inform me with everything I do, of course, because that was my school, the university for me, for all of us, you know.
Mm-hmm. And now, is your home Minnesota? Because I know that's where a lot of your music has come out of.
Yes. Okay. Yep. The base.
Well, let's talk about your debut release, including the song Level, because so many people truly enjoy that song. How did that come about?
Oh, you know, sometimes stuff just comes pretty quick. I wrote that with some friends of mine, Shakespeare, and I had the track I just finished, and it just felt so good. And every time everybody heard it, they couldn't just play it once or twice. We played like 3 or 4 times, so that was pretty obvious what the single should be. You know, can be kind of tested it with people, friends of friends who I knew and didn't know, just to get a real reaction, you know. And that song is simply about this journey in life, you know, finding somebody that sees the world the same way as you do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And people,
which is hard to do, you know.
Right, yes. Well, and I think I'm curious about your writing style. You know, do things come to you pretty easily? Is it the lyrics or the music first? How does that work?
I'm all open. So, you know, this thing, you have to have all those portals open. It might come from the birds. It comes from inspiration from I'd be reading something or having a conversation. A lot of times it's that. And just there might be a certain melody, and then you put the music to it later. It might be some lyrics. Might be a phrase, a theme, a motif that keeps coming to me. It's all in different ways, so you got to stay open like that and then just build around it.
Level. Do you want my level? Yeah, my level. I'm a sucker for your body type. The higher tempo matches your mind. Never been one to settle. You show me something profound. Who wouldn't want to hold you down? I'll never let you go. You never judgmental, judgmental. You build me up and never tear me down. Put you first and never in the background. Loving you is simple, so simple. You my shady spot on sunny days. You summer to my ocean waves.
'cause we're finally found. Feel good together right here.
That's Stokely Williams from his debut release, Introducing Stokely, with Level on Soul Sessions. Hello, I'm Carla Echols. Stokely will be part of the Kansas City Soul Fest next Sunday, July 14th. Lots more music ahead, including the Blackbirds. Let's continue now with my conversation with Grammy-nominated R&B singer-songwriter Stokely Williams. I found it refreshing that you recorded a socially conscious song, We Me. I like the video as well. It's interesting. You know, it kind of reminds me of a Marvin Gaye, kind of the What's Going On, that kind of vibe. Tell me about what's behind recording that song.
Well, that's just kind of a narrator, what I'm saying, not trying to be too preachy about it, but just saying here's what it is. It's my offering. I come from a family of educators and that thing, so I've always been that's always been in my wheelhouse a little bit as far as being, you know, socially conscious, aware. People these days call it being woke. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I've been waking up for a long time. So it's, you know, just to say, look, here's the way I see it. And it's not unlike what a lot of other people are doing. But just I think as an artist, it's your responsibility to just say, hey, look, I'm aware of what's happening. And that we just got to keep the pressure on, keep our thumb on it. And I thought it good for me to say something to let people know we're less fortunate, that, you know, thinking about you, and just for all of us that are successful, that have a place of influence, that we just say something about it and keep the culture moving forward.
Let me just take a minute to tell you what's on my mind. Seems that people are afraid to live, 'cause they too afraid to die. People struggling, people hustling, some even do nothing. They done gave up on possibilities. You got to be the change you wanna be. I'll start with me. I'll start with me. I'll start with me. I'll start with me.
Stokely Williams, what can people expect when you come to Kansas City and they hear you live?
Explosive, TNT, dynamite.
Love it.
It's going to be crazy. Got an amazing group. The View, they're killing it out here. It's been a lot of fun. We just love exploring and having that conversation with everybody around the world, you know. And this next level we're about to get to is it feels amazing, and the fans have been really supportive. I love building, you know what I mean? There's a lot more people who don't know me than do, of course, so I love the process. I try to really make sure that I'm cherishing every moment with that. A lot of people are like, oh, I wish I'm going to get to. That's great once you are there, but really trust the process and really enjoy it along the way, because we ain't promised tomorrow. So, I mean, right now is everything to me. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And is that part of the reason why you named it Introducing Stokely? Because as you mentioned, there might be some that still may not know you as a solo artist.
Absolutely. You know, a lot of people, I think there's a lot of folks out there who think there are more people who know me than actually do. So I realize that some people may, because I'll be like, you're Mint Condition, though. That's not my name. I'm part of, you know what I mean? But
yes.
I understand it. That's great. I love that, too. But, you know, so just spreading the word, even for someone that's been in it as long as I have, it still can be a little tricky to get the promotion and marketing. People know that you're doing what you're doing, that you have a product out, and who you are, because some people don't even know, oh, that's the guy. They might know the music, might know my voice, but they haven't connected the name and the face and all that kind of stuff. So, and, you know, gaining younger fan base as well, so that's been great, as well as the people who've loved Mint and loved my voice, loved this project. This next one coming, you know, going to be amazing. That'll be out, I think, in the next couple of weeks. You'll start hearing some stuff. So
I'm glad you said that, because I was going to ask that question. If there, and I'd say, well, now this one came out, what, 2017?
Was that? Yeah.
So tell me about the new project coming out.
A new project is amazing. It is called Sankofa, and this one is the first single off is called She, and a lot of great stuff on it. You know, it's really, really, I'm still working a little bit, just putting some finishing touches on it, but I can go ahead and you're the first to hear what I just told you. So,
you know, I love that. And our listeners will really appreciate that as well. And you said that'll be in a couple of weeks?
A couple of weeks you start hearing. It's actually, we went ahead and gave it to radio, so you start hearing something probably mid-month, you know, if not before.
Super. Okay. And Stokely, you know, I know Sounds of Blackness, they're going to be coming out, well, they already have, with their new project, and others are going back to Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. And, well, in fact, Yolanda Adams, she was here a few weeks ago. They're going to be producing her new project and are working on it now. Are you working with them at all, or are you going a different direction with the new project?
Funny you should mention, on this, I didn't the first one. This one, me and my business partner, we have a joint venture with Jam and Lewis, working together with them in tandem. So kind of full circle again, really excited about that. And it's we're having a great time so far. We're just gearing up. We just haven't even really hit the ground, but it's going to be pretty amazing. So I'm really excited about, you know, back with the brothers, and, you know, it's going to be a great time.
I love that whole idea of full circle, because you guys, you know, when you produce something great, it's wonderful to go back and do it again, right?
Right.
So
absolutely.
That's super.
Absolutely.
Well, tell me, now you play drums on Yolanda Adams' Open My Heart. I just got to ask you, because I'm just trying to get a visual of what that's like. Would you be considered a session drummer, and you played on various projects? How does that work?
Well, I'm a drummer first.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, I've been doing that longer than anything, you know, starting up with hand percussion and, you know, steel drums, various percussion instruments, and, you know, played around town and still players, the group I play with over in France. So I'm still active doing that. A lot of people realize that, but that's I love to do it. And that's like I have to play. As a matter of fact, I'm itching right now. I'm going to have to make a project right now so that I can play, just because people don't think I'm in town enough to do whatever. And I got to do that. But that's I guess you can call me, when Flight Time was based here in Minneapolis, I guess I was the residential session drummer. Everything that they did, pretty much, they needed live drums. For the most part, I was, you know, on percussion or drums or background vocals. So I was kind of the utility guy.
I like that.
So some of those sessions, you know, Elton and, you know, Janet and Yolanda, I've been a part of, just because of, you know, Jam and Lewis. They had so many people they were working on, and I was able to, you know, be a part of that. You know, they included me, so I really feel good about that, yeah.
And you did something with Prince. Tell me about that.
The Revolution.
The Revolution. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Revolution there. Yeah, I was asked to be a part of that while, you know, they put together, you know, they've been back on the road and everything. I'm still doing that as well, moonlighting with them. amazing, amazing. You know, this is the group that you see in Purple Rain.
Yes.
And
were in Wichita, Stokely. It's been a while. Last summer, I think. But I believe that's.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I was with them there.
I was wondering about that. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. That's,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So it's yeah, it's been an amazing journey with them. I mean, because these are my heroes that I loved watching. Again, this was a group that you saw them and you wanted to be it. You know what I mean? This is an example of that. And so it's full circle again with them. So many things that have been amazing that have been happening for me this last few years. And like I said, just opening my wings and spreading and just saying yes. Some things I'm saying no to as well. But, I mean, most of them just like, you know, let it happen. And all the things that I've wanted to do are starting to happen just because I'm willing it. So, but that alone, this the Revolution thing has been an amazing journey with them. Wendy and Lisa, Dr. Fink, Brown, Mark. And Bobby Z, I'm just to be a part of that. It's weird at first because I'm like, why? Where is this dude? Why is he not here? You know, just kind of a weird situation. And having conversations with him, you know, Prince and you know, just his whole thing and everything.
What do you miss most about him?
Conversations with him. You know, I'm sure everybody that knew him would say that probably. I mean, a lot of different things. Just everything that he's given me, all the inspiration, all of the fuel. Even a few months before he passed, you know, just was championed the idea that what I'm doing right now with the solar thing, he really was pretty adamant about me doing it.
Hmm.
And so you have to. And it's like, man, so I feel that his presence definitely is on there. And everything that I'm doing right now, that I can't, you know, I wouldn't sound like I do without him. Many others, but he's definitely a staple. Just an amazing dude. We'll never get another one like him.
No, there's only one Prince for sure.
Yeah.
Well, tell us, Stokely, about your future endeavors.
Future endeavors, I'm definitely working with some younger artists. You know, I want to, I'm at the point now I just want some other people to shine. So I've got my eye and hands in some different things. A little bit of acting here and there. You might see a couple of things here and there. So, yeah, a lot of different things will be jumping off. You never know when you're going to see me or hear me. But I've always loved just, you know, mixing it up a little bit. So.
Real versatile, sounds like, yes.
Hey, you got to be. You know, love to do it. Love to do it.
Well, we certainly appreciate your talent, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely appreciate you. You can find out what I'm doing. Of course, my social, Stokely Official, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, istokely.com. I'm going to be switching up my website here pretty soon. So, yeah, check me out and rock with me. We come through to Kansas City pretty soon, you know.
That's R&B singer, songwriter, producer, and drummer Stokely Williams. He'll be featured at the KC Summer Soul Fest July 14th. Thank you so much, Stokely.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Think about you. Your broken laugh, you always ask if I ever think of you. Through time and space, you find a way to take the distance personal. We're crazy glued, we're welded shut. A million miles couldn't separate us. You are the spark to my love. You rule my every thought.
No matter my love, no matter my love.
Your picture's there to soothe all of my eye issues. Memories, I hold them there when I can't be there with you. Girl, the cologne I wear is only my favorite cause you like the smell. So baby, just stop it. Oh, there's not a second, minute, hour, or day that you're forgotten.
No matter my love.
I just
girl. Singing, I don't need a reason. Listening, you always spend the